Fire away.
Jeff, the talk coming into this week was how it's going to be a close game, competitive game, and pulled away in the second quarter. What do you think the big difference was tonight?
I think it was the big plays. I'm not sure how many big plays we had. We were very efficient when we passed the ball tonight and had some really big plays. Kenneth, found the end zone a couple times, and that's huge. And I thought our defense did a good job of bending, not breaking tonight. They never had the huge turnover that they're, accustomed to making, but I thought they really did a good job of keeping the other team out of the end zone. And, we just executed. When we had to, we won our one-on-ones, and I think that was the difference tonight.
If you take away that garbage time touchdown by Rice, do you think this was probably the best game that y'all played offensively, defensively, special teams? Carlos had the kick return to set up the score.
I mean, I thought we had great field position all night. I don't know where our average start was, but I just felt like we had really good field position all night. Like I said, defense did a great job of keeping them out of the end zone. We passed the ball early, made some big plays, and then there at the end, kind of got into a kind of running game, run a little clock off, and the offensive line did a really good job of us being able to run the ball, run a lot of clock off, make some first downs, and then there at the end on third and long, we converted, hit Trent for a touchdown, and that was just a big time drive. I thought that was awesome for the offensive line that we could put a saddle on them, and they did a really good job.
How much of a luxury is it to be able to throw it to like 20, 25 yards to Trent and then have him stiff arm some guy or break a tackle and bust one for 60, 70 yards?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way Rice was playing deep. Their plan was play one-on-ones, and if you beat your man and there's no safety deep, there's a lot of running room. And, that happened a couple times a night. And, it's never a bad thing throwing it to Trent. He kind of ran a guy over there tonight, thought he was big for a second. But, he played another great game. I saw on the stat sheet he went for about 145. And he's really an unbelievable player.
Coach Holt has said it time and time again that he likes you in two-minute situations. You displayed that again at the end of the first half with that drive. Score on 59 seconds. So only needed four plays to go 89 yards. Obviously, Trent's big play helped. But why are you so comfortable in two-minute offense? Why do you think the team's so successful in two-minute offense?
We've done it a lot this year. At the end of the first half, end of the game, we've done it a lot this year, and we've had success. So once you've done something, you're going to be more comfortable with it. We don't panic. We run our offense. And I just think we have a bunch of guys that have been there and done that, and the moment's not too big for them.
Got the six wins, you're bowl eligible. Is this accomplishment more of like what to expect here at Louisiana Tech instead of, I know you celebrate a win, but it seems like good programs going forward, it's almost like an expectation to get to bowl eligibility at six wins instead of like, oh, we're bowl eligible. Is that the feeling in the locker room a little bit?
I think I've said it time and time again that we expect to win every game we play. But I think the more we win, the more nationally people are going to start to think the same thing. I think the program's really building. It's a great program now, but I think it's really building, and I look forward to the future of the program. But to answer your question, we did expect to win this game, and we did expect to be bowl eligible. And that's not our only goal, is to be bowl eligible.
Where do you think y'all stand now? I know that you still have three games left, but you kind of, I don't want to say it was an elimination game, but you kind of bumped Rice off the race. They have two losses now. You and Southern Miss only have one.
Yeah, it's hard to look at, the standings of, who wins, who needs to win. We know that we control our destiny, and that's it. We control we think of every game as we have to win this game. And that's how we're going to do it moving forward. But we're only going to focus on one game at a time.